Indeed your adversary, he is the one without posterity.
في تفسير القمي إنا أعطيناك الكوثر قال الكوثر نحر في الجنة أعطى الله محمدا عوضا من ابنه إبراهيم عليهما السلام.
And it has been mentioned by Ali ibn Ibrahim regarding this chapter, Al-Kawthar is a river in the paradise which Allah the Mighty and Majestic has given to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in replacement for his son Ibrahim, alayhi salam.
في تفسير القمي قال دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم المسجد وفيه عمرو بن العاص والحكم بن أبي العاص قال عمرو يا أبا الأبتر وكان الرجل في الجاهلية إذا لم يكن له ولد سمي أبتر ثم قال عمرو إني لأشنأ محمدا أي أبغي الروح فأنزل الله على رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إلى قوله إن شانئك أي مبقرك أمر ابن العاص هو الأبتر يعني لا دين له ولا نسب.
He said, the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, entered the mosque, and in it, were Amr ibn al-As and al-Hakam ibn al-As. In order to make him miserable, Amr said, O Abulabtar, O father of those who have no sons, and in the days of ignorance, if a man did not have a son, he was called Al-Abtar. Then Amr said, I am not familiar with Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning in a hateful way. Allah the Mighty and Majestic revealed upon His Prophet, Indeed, we gave you Al-Kawthar, up to the words of the Exalted, surely your adversary, he is the one without posterity, meaning, Amr ibn al-As hates you, he is Al-Abtar, meaning there is no religion to him, nor any posterity.
في الاحتجاج على أهل اللجاج للطبرسي رحمه الله وأما أنت يا عمرو بن العاص الشانئ اللعين الأبتر فإنما أنت كلب أول أمرك أن أمك بغية وأنك ولدت على فراش مشترك فتحاكمت فيك رجال قريش منهم أبو سفيان بن الحرب والوليد بن مغيرة وعثمان بن الحارث والنجر بن الحارث بن كلدة والآس بن وائل كلهم يزعم أنك ابنه فغلبهم عليك من بين قريش ألعمهم حسبا وأقبثهم منصبا وأعظمهم بقية ثم قمت خطيبا وقلت أنا شانئ محمد وقال الآس بن وائل إن محمدا رجل أبتر لا ولد له فلو قد مات انقطع ذكره فأنزل الله تبارك وتعالى إن شانئك هو الأبتر وكانت أمك تمشي إلى عبد غيس تطلب البغية تأتيهم في دورهم ورحالهم وبطون أوديتهم.
In the book Al-Ihtijaj, At-Tabarzi, who has said, Maulana Al-Imam Al-Hasan ibn Ali, alayhim as-salam, through a lengthy hadith said, And as for you, O Amr ibn al-As, the enemy, the accursed, the one without posterity, for you are a dog from your first affair. Your mother gave birth to you, on a joint bed. The men of Quraysh made claims regarding you, among whom were Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, and Al-Walid ibn Mughira, and Usman ibn al-Haris, and Al-Nazra ibn al-Haris ibn Khalda, each one of them thought that you were his son. So, he overcame upon you from among Quraysh, the most illiterate one in rank, and the most wicked one in lineage, and the greatest of them in immorality. Then you stood to address, and you said, I am an adversary of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and, your father, Al-As ibn Wa'il said, Muhammad is a man without posterity, and if he were to die, his mention would be cut off. So Allah the Blessed and Exalted revealed, surely your adversary, he is the one without posterity, and it was so that, your mother walked to clan of Abdalkays seeking the immorality, coming to them in their houses, and their rides, and middle of their valleys.
وفي الخصال فقال أبو ذر رحمه الله ثم قال ألستم تشهدون أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال شر الأولين والآخرين 12 ستة من الأولين وستة من الآخرين ثم سمى الستة من الأولين ابن آدم الذي قتل أخاه وفرعون وهامان وقارون والسامري والدجال اسمه في الأولين ويخرج في الآخرين وأما الستة من الآخرين فالعجل وهو نعثل وفرعون وهو معاوية وهامان هذه الأمة وهو زياد وقارونها وهو سعيد والسامري وهو أبو موسى عبد الله بن غيس لأنه قال كما قال سامري قوم موسى لا مساس أي لا قتال والأبتر وهو عمرو بن العاص أفتشهدون على ذلك؟ قالوا نعم قال وأنا على ذلك من الشاهدين.
In the book Al-Kisal, Abu Zar, Rahmatullah Alayh, said, I am narrating to you a hadith that you have heard. Have you not witnessed that the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, the most evil of the former ones and the later ones are 12, 6 are from the former ones and 6 from the later ones. The son of Adam who killed his brother, and Pharaoh, and Haman, and Garun, and Samari, and Dajjal. His name is among the former ones, but he will appear among the later ones. To the extent that, he, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, as for the 6 from the later ones, so, it is the calf, first and second, and Nusul, third, and Pharaoh, and he is Muawiyah, and Haman of this community is Ziyad, and it's Garun and he is Sa'id, and Samari, and he is Abu Musa, Abdullah ibn Kays, Alishari, because he said just as Samari of the people of Musa did, do not touch him. That is do not kill the enemy of Allah, and the one without posterity, and he is Amr ibn al-As.
في تعويل الآيات الظاهرة في فراعل العترة الطاهرة ولقد قال عمرو بن عاص على منبر مصر محي من كتاب الله 1000 حرف وحرف منه 1000 حرف وأعطيت 200,000 درهم على أن أمحي إن شانئك هو الأبتر فقالوا لا يجوز ذلك قلت كيف جاز ذلك لهم ولم يجوز لي فبلغ ذلك معاوية فكتب إليه قد بلغني ما قلت على منبر مصر ولست هناك.
It is narrated that Amr ibn al-As said on the pulpit of Egypt, 1,000 letters from the book of Allah were deleted. If some people have deleted 1,000 letters, I would like to delete only one. I will give 2,000 dirhams for the deletion of, surely your adversary, he is the one without posterity. So the people said, that is not allowed. I said, how come that is allowed for the compilers of the Holy Quran, and it is not allowed for me? That reached Muawiyah. He wrote to him, it has reached me what you have said on the pulpit of Egypt, and do not go that way.
في كتاب سليم بن قيس الحلالي الحديث الثاني والعشرون أبان عن سليم قال بلغ أمير المؤمنين صلوات الله عليه أن أمر بن العاص خطب الناس بالشام فقال بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم على جيشه فيه أبو بكر وعمر فظننت أنه إنما بعثني لكرامتي عليهما فلما قدمت قلت يا رسول الله أي الناس أحب إليك؟ فقال عائشة قلت ومن الرجال قال أبوها أيها الناس وهذا علي يطعن على أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وقد سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول إن الله ضرب بالحق على لسان عمر وقلبه وقال في عثمان إن الملائكة لتستحيي من عثمان وقد سمعت عليا وإلا فسمتا يعني أذنيه يروي على عهد عمر أن نبي الله نظر إلى أبي بكر وعمر مقبلين فقال يا علي هذان سيدا كحول أهل الجنة من الأولين والآخرين ما خلا النبيين منهم والمرسلين ولا تحدثهما بذلك فيهلكا فقام علي عليه السلام فقال العجب لثقاة أهل الشام حيث يقبلون قول عمرو ويصدقونه وقد بلغ من حديثه وكذبه وقلة ورعه أن يكذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وقد لعنه 70 لعنة ولعن صاحبه الذي يدعو إليه في غير موقن وذلك أنه حجى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بقصيدة 70 بيتا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اللهم إني لا أقول الشعر ولا أحله فلعنه أنت وملائكتك بكل بيت لعنة تترى على أقبه إلى يوم القيامة ثم لما مات إبراهيم بن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قام فقال إن محمدا قد صار أبتر لا أقب له وإني لأشنأ الناس له وأقبلهم فيه سوعا فأنزل الله فيه إن شانئك هو الأبتر يعني أبتر من الإيمان ومن كل خير ما لقيت من هذه الأمة من كذابيها ومنافقيها لكأني بالقراء الرأفة المجتحدين قد رووا حديثه وصدقوه فيه واحتجوا علينا أهل البيت بكذبه أنا نقول خير هذه الأمة أبو بكر وعمر ولو شئت لسميت الثالث والله ما أراد بقوله في عائشة وأبيها إلا رضا معاوية ولقد استرضاه بسخط الله وأما حديثه الذي يزعم أنه سمعه مني فلا والذي فلق الحبة وبرع النسمة ليعلم أنه كذب علي يقينا وأن الله لم يسمعه مني سرا ولا جهرا اللهم لعن عمرا ولعن معاوية بصدهما عن سبيلك وكذبهما على كتابك ونبيك واستخفافهما بنبيك وكذبهما عليه وعلي.
In the book of Sulaym ibn Qais al-Hilali, a sermon delivered by Amr ibn al-As, against Maulana Amir al-Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. It shows how the devil politicians, take the religion in derision and play. Aban from Sulaym who said. It reached Maulana Amir al-Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, that, Amr ibn al-As preached to the people in Syria saying, the Holy Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent me to his army in which, were Abu Bakr and Umar, so I thought that he had not sent me but to honor me. When I went back to him, I said, O Holy Prophet of Allah, who is the most beloved of the people to you? He said, Aisha. I said, and who from the men? He said, her father. O you people! And this Ali who is denouncing Abu Bakr and Umar and Usman, and I have heard the Holy Prophet of Allah say that, Allah the Mighty and Majestic had struck the heart and tongue of Umar with the truth, and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said with regards to Usman that, the angels are embarrassed by Usman. And I have heard Ali, with both of my good ears, and I wish I become unable to hear, if I lie, narrated to me during the era of Umar that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looked at Abu Bakr and Umar coming over. So he said, O Ali, These two are the chiefs of the elderly inhabitants of Paradise, from the former ones and the latter ones, except for the prophets among them and the apostles, and do not narrate that to both of them, Abu Bakr and Umar, for they would be destroyed.
Maulana Amir al-Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, arose and said, "How surprising it is! The tyrants of the people of Sham accept the words of Amra and ratify him, while his false narration, and his lies had amounted to the level that he was forging lies against the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he cursed him with 70 curses, and cursed his companion whom he had been calling to him, several times, and that he had ridiculed the Holy Prophet of Allah by poems and 70 verses. So the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Allah, I do not speak poetry nor do I consider it to be permissible, therefore you and your angels, send curses at him for each of those verses he fabricated, and upon his followers up to the Day of Judgment. Then, when Ibrahim, the son of the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away, he stood up and said that, Muhammad has become Abtar, there is no posterity to him, and I am the most adversarial of the people to him and speaker of the most evil of the words regarding him. So Allah revealed regarding him, surely your adversary, he is the one without posterity 108:3, meaning cut off from the faith, Iman, and from every goodness. But, I have not met any liar or hypocrite of this community worse than Amr ibn al-As. Is it possible that such a man as me say this speech? Now, some weak reciters of the Holy Quran, are striving to report his lies, and to ratify him, by narrating his speech, and they are using these to argue against us, the people of the household with his lies. Have I ever said that Abu Bakr and Umar are the best ones of this community? If I had done so, I would have also named the third one. By Allah, what is he intending by his words with regards to Aisha, and her father, except to please Muawiyah, and his pleasing him, is at the expense of the angering Allah. But rather, the narration which he is alleging that, he has heard from me, it is not so. By the one who split the seed and formed the person, he certainly knows that, he is lying against me, and that, Allah has never heard it from me, neither secretly nor openly. O Allah! Curse Amr ibn al-As and curse Muawiyah for straying from your way, and their lying against your book, and your prophet, and their contempt of him, and lying against him, and me.